I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Now if I were Roy Rogers, I'd sure enough be single. I couldn't bring myself to marry an old dame. Would it just be me and Trevor? We'd go riding through them movies, and we'd buy a boat, and on the sea we'd sail. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Well, now the mystery masked man was smart. He got himself a Tonto, 'cause Tonto did the dirty work for free. But Tonto, he was smarter, and one day said, Kemosabe, well, kiss my ass, I bought a boat, I'm going out to sea.
Yes, if I had a boat, folks. If I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, April 4th, 2018 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and as always, I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, I want to remind you, tomorrow I've got James and Joanne Moriarty coming up. We're going to talk about Libya, the NATO invasion. Should be an interesting program. And of course, Friday, my co-pilot Daryl and I are going to have a surprise for you, so make sure you stay tuned in. But let me lay this on you, folks. A quote. We will know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. Now, who said that? None other than CIA Director William Casey in 1981, talking about Project Mockingbird. Now, keep that theme in mind, folks. Senate Report 93-549. Our country, since 1933, has initiated a perpetual emergency war powers, renewed every year by the sitting president's signature. House Joint Resolution 192. In that, 1933, in March, we were all deemed to be enemies of the state. Now, folks, what happened in 1933 was critical, because this nation filed bankruptcy. They went into a perpetual Chapter 11, and our great-grandparents, or grandparents, whichever, how old you are, were expatriated. They were declared enemies of the state. Their gold was stolen. They were collateralized. We are collateralized. Our property, our equity, our children, everything, folks. And from there, we've seen this continuous descent into where we are today. The Uniform Commercial Code has replaced the Constitution. The Constitution has been suspended. We are under military, admiralty, and commercial law. Now, the first executive order was given by Abraham Lincoln under military law in a declared war, the Civil War. We have been under military law ever since, and this is the reason for executive orders. For you see, executive orders are military orders. We are now USA Incorporated. The federal government, our states, our counties, our cities, our towns are all Inc. INC. And it's all now based on contracts. Silent weapons for quiet wars. A manual put together, designed and written by the United States Air Force, Rockefeller, the international bankers, and Harvard University. A manual intended for economic control and domination of the world and control of all energy, including ours. And I'm not just talking about electrical energy or gas energy. I'm talking about your energy, my energy, your labor, my labor, your creativity, my creativity. Now, in this fiat currency system in which we trade our labor and our energy for a paycheck, as well as our frequencies, our creativity. And when a few wealthy people with the methodology and the goal to be able to control all energy on the planet, and by the way, they have not told us that this is their goal, folks, that has to be considered an aggressive act of war. The Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars documents are indeed a declaration of war against us. Now, Bill Cooper put these documents, 44-page, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, he put these documents in the front of his book, Behold a Pale Horse. Well, we know what happened to Bill Cooper. We are all enemies of the state. We were declared such in House Joint Resolution 192 in 1933, and Louis McFadden announced that on the floor of Congress. Now, a quote from Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. This is, I believe, page 7. The quality of education given to the lower class must be of the poorest sort, so that the moat of ignorance, insulating the inferior class from the superior class, is and remains incomprehensible to the inferior class, all of us. With such an initial handicap, even the brighter of the lower class individuals have little, if any, hope of extricating themselves from their assigned lot in life. This form of slavery is essential to maintain some measure of social order, peace, and tranquility for the ruling upper class. Now, with that, folks, I want you to think No Child Left Behind and Common Core, okay? This is why they're deliberately dumbing our children down. They wrote it. It is, in their words, enslaving us by our lack of knowledge. They tell us that if we do not implement these plans, there will be a sea level rising, massive droughts, storm events, hunger, illness, and disease. Ask yourselves, folks, how could they or how would they know unless they control the weather? Now, we must expose the hidden secret of these corporations, these universities and institutions that are set to control all emerging technologies that will rebuild the world's transportation, civil manufacturing, physical infrastructure with cyber infrastructure, computers, networks, and sensors. How many of you are noticing the cameras everywhere? They're on all the street corners. They're up and down the freeways. They're on buildings. They're everywhere, folks. There's sensors everywhere. The surveillance in the United States has already imprisoned us. They are rebuilding our entire society with a cyber infrastructure to monitor and control every move we make. And they are already tracking and monitoring and data mining every one of us and storing that metadata for future use, for control, for commerce, and or later possible incarceration. So, Edward Snowden told us nothing new. The Quiet Weapons for Silent War, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, told us exactly what they intend to do. And on page 8 it says, and I quote, "When a silent weapon is applied gradually, the public adjusts and adapts to its presence and learns to tolerate it, and also learns to tolerate its encroachment upon their lives, until the pressure, both psychologically and economic, become too great and they crack up," unquote. Therefore, the silent weapon system is a type of biological warfare. It attacks our vitality. It attacks our options. It attacks our mobility of individuals of a society by knowing that the cameras, that the tracking, when you're sitting behind your computer, the flicker rate on your TV, What's happening on our television? That's the data collection. That's Bluffdale, Utah, folks. It's all being stored there. Now, I'm also becoming more and more convinced that this is why it is interrupting my sleep patterns. Everything wireless coming into our homes, by knowing, understanding, and attacking our sources of natural and social energy, as well as our physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses, they state in their documents that they will control it all. Now, let me give you a Rothschild's quote, and I quote, "When you assume the appearance of power, people soon give it to you," unquote. We've given many the positions of power, assuming that they're going to represent us. They don't, folks. Psiot Weapons for Quiet Wars was written back in the 1940s and adopted at the first Bilderberg meeting in 1954 in the Netherlands. They wanted to know everything about us, even back then. The what, the when, the where, the why, and the who. They were going to look at telephone taps, analyzing your garbage, surveillance, the behavior of your children in school, how you live based on the food you ate. And hence now, when you go to the grocery, you normally swipe a card for a discount. That info, for those of you who do not know, is turned over to a company called ChoicePoint, who sells it off to the government and other entities. The shelter that you reside, the clothes you purchased, and your transportation. They also tracked and searched listed phone calls on your phone bills. They would know if you were married, as they would search marriage records. They would know your friends, your association, your political association, your bank statements, your credit cards, everything. Folks, they told us none of this in school. They also allowed write-offs on the 1040 forms to better track and monitor society. And here's another quote from Psiot Weapons for Quiet Wars. Welfare, Social Security, USDA surplus, doles, grants, subsidies. The principles for these ploys. The citizen will almost always make the collection of information easy if he can operate on the free sandwich principle of eat now, pay later. Folks, we are paying dearly now for information given them by our parents when we didn't know and they didn't know. Now, they go on to talk about government intimidation, the IRS, OSHA, the census, etc. They'll learn your patterns of living, your belief systems, your contacts, how you vote, your friends, your strengths, your weaknesses. And they say in their own documents that they will keep the public ignorant. They will maintain control of prices and feedback, and that they will do shock testing, i.e., you know, market boom and bust, gas price hikes, etc. They'll implode the economy, and they have. Then they'll charge us more. They will know how we receive this information based on our receipts and the amounts of drugs and alcohol that we use. And they would use it to show our mental stability at that time. Psiot Weapons for Quiet Wars, written back in the 40s, will both destroy our opportunities and allocate our opportunities. They will control the economic environment and the available of raw materials. All out war on us, folks, and we are the enemy. Now, it's also important to know that federal and state governments are not real. They are there in name only. Just go back to the bankruptcy, 1933. Okay, when the Constitution went out the window, all right, and it's now USA Inc. They are there in name only. They are all for-profit, privately owned corporations called governments. They are posers. They are frauds. Our banks, as we know, are all owned and controlled by a private cabal of families. It's United States of America, Inc. It's whatever state in which you live, Inc. In fact, it's Earth, Inc. It's a global corporate system, a corporatocracy. Oh, and by the way, they conveniently forgot to tell us or let us into that loop in our early years of indoctrination. Oops, I mean education. The judicial system serves the corporations, not us. And that's why, when we go to court, we generally do not prevail. We have unknowingly consented to these lawless and corporate statutes that were created to increase debt and enslave the populations, not just here, but around the world. And those who resist, Iraq, Libya, Syria, etc., etc., you get the picture. They have targets on their back painted by the controllers, the banking cartel, and the corporatocracy. Now, we were warned about this. And in our parents' naivety and in our youth, when JFK boldly brought forth, through a younger mainstream media, this speech, and by the way, in which very few, if anyone, knew of what he was speaking, and I'll quote that for you. JFK said, "For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations," unquote. Now, folks, I doubt that there were at the time 1 in 10,000 in that era that comprehended what JFK was warning. Well, now we know. The silent weapons for quiet wars documents are a subversion of history and a creation of lawless laws. It is global manipulation of the population and enslavement by that population's lack of knowledge. Now, it is important that we digest this and comprehend what our real reality is, or we will never be able to effectively oppose this, which is why it is so important to share this message with everyone that you know. And then, beyond that, we have the Iron Mountain Report, which is, in essence, a blueprint for tyranny. Now, that report came out during the 1960s, when John F. Kennedy was president, but the report wasn't completed until after JFK had been assassinated. They had commissioned, like I think it was, but 15 experts to study what would happen if the United States should ever transition from a perpetual state of war to a golden age of peace. Now, after Lyndon Baines Johnson received and reviewed it, the finished product, after quite a while after JFK was assassinated, he reviewed it after its completion, and LBJ declared that it was never to be seen by the public. And ultimately, a whistleblower leaked the documents, and then the government turned around and said it was a hoax. And all of our parents and grandparents believed it, if they were not too busy to even know it existed at the time. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll continue this. More to come.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Mike Sog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Getting back to this, it is in this report, I'm talking about the report from Iron Mountain, that they talked about how they were going to subvert education. Exactly what we are seeing today. You know, the No Child Left Behind that morphed its way into their latest crime, Common Core education. It also alluded to health care, later to be attempted at national health care by Hillary Clinton, and then even later the catastrophe foisted upon the people called Obamacare. It speaks about how they needed to invent a replacement for war. They needed something. Now, I want you to visualize these think tanks putting all their evil ideas together to come up with something that is going to impact and affect the world. They needed something so horrific and so impactful that it would be believable globally and it would injure everyone, equal to the effects of war. They decided that needed to be invented. So they invented global warming. And they said at the time that they would have to bring the ecology up to enough damage by damaging it with the corporate structure. And these corporations have damaged our ecology and our world intentionally to seduce us into the false illusion that it is our fault, that we now have to believe in scarcity and rein in the population because, according to them, there are too many of us. That's what the report talks about. How they invented global warming and many other aspects as well. Now, in 1961, the Kennedy administration ordered a top-down secret study to determine the problems facing the United States and if the world moved from an era of war to an age of peace. And by 1963, the selection of these experts had occurred, and it was in place. The study group consisted of 15 experts in various areas of academic disciplines. They were selected for their expertise in their respective fields, and their first and last meetings were held in the underground nuclear survival retreat called Iron Mountain. And the study concluded in 1966, and as I had previously mentioned, concluded review by LBJ, he instructed it never to be shown to the public. It was, however, leaked and published by Dial Press in 1967. And it is the covert agenda to bring the world under the control of the United Nations. Now, we see that happening now, and it is being implemented without our knowledge or consent. All the things that we are seeing today playing out, folks, before our eyes. The police state, the dumbing down of our children, this global, well, now they're calling it climate change, hoax, Obamacare. Everything we are seeing today was planned out many decades ago and was written in these documents. And in them, there is no regard for any ethics, no morality, no empathy, or no consideration for life itself. Now, when Deborah Tavares flew to Washington, D.C. a few years ago, she said she went to the records department because there was a resolution that she had received from a friend of hers. It was about a paragraph long, and it said that the United States Congress had given the authority to the Department of Defense to use chemicals and biological weapons on the American population without our knowledge or consent. Well, now, she thought, obviously, that that just couldn't be real. That's a joke, right? They wouldn't use chemical weapons and biologicals on us. So she went to the records department, and she was kind of half hoping that they wouldn't retrieve the document for her. But they did. The document pages were about 4 inches high, and it was on about half a page of an 8.5 by 11 page. Now, she left and allowed them time to retrieve it for her. And they called her, and they later told her it was ready to pick up and that certain sections had been marked what they thought that she might be most interested in. So she was told that the document was in effect from 1977 to 1980. So between those years, Congress had given permission to the Department of Defense to use chemical and biological weapons on us. Now, I find that interesting that sandwiched into that time period, specifically 1978, is when Jimmy Carter implemented the Senior Executive Services, the SES. And it was implemented in full force by Christine Marcy in late 1979. Now, is that a coincidence? I'm not sure. I just found that sort of fascinating. So, with that, we now have to go back for a moment and talk about the bankruptcy of the United States. And this is important, because this is the United States Congressional Record of March 17th of 1993. I'll share that with you when we get back. See you in a few minutes, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Mike Blurzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Now, I haven't opened up the phone lines. I'm going to take one quick phone call here. I'll probably open them up at the top of the next hour. But let's go to Pat in Arkansas. Pat, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Hi, Mike. It's good to hear you back on the air. Hey, my voice is not real strong. I'll just keep you a couple of seconds. I just sent you an email. JFK in the background was having a vicious fight with Ben-Gurion of Israel about the Dimona Reservoir, Dimona facility, and they think that this is the crux behind maybe what got him knocked off. But I sent the email to you, and you're welcome to read it. Hope it helps.
Okay, thank you. I'll do that during the break. Thank you, Pat.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's continue with this. Now, folks, this is important. I'm going to give a quote. This is Speaker James Traficant from Ohio, the late, great James Traficant. He was addressing the House, like his predecessor. On March 17, 1993, he was addressing the House, just like his predecessor in 1933, Louis McFadden. James Traficant reaffirmed, and I quote, "Mr. Speaker, we are here now in Chapter 11. Members of Congress are official trustees presiding over the greatest reorganization of any bankrupt entity in the world's history, the United States government. We are setting forth, hopefully, a blueprint for our future. There are some who would say it's a coroner's report that will lead to our demise. It is an established fact that the United States federal government has been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act of March 9th, 1933, declared by President Roosevelt. Being bankrupt and insolvent, the United States agencies, government officers, oh, by the way, I meant to say unquote. Okay, moving on. Being bankrupt and insolvent, the United States agencies, the government offices, the officers, and the departments of the United States and federal government exist in name only, i.e., folks, the illusion. unwittingly, America has returned to its pre-American revolution, its feudal roots, whereby all land is held by a sovereign, and common people had no rights to hold alloidial title to the property. Now, as many of you know, James Traficant was set up. He spent better than 7 years in prison on trumped-up charges, and I'm sure it's because of what he said on the floor, and he nearly died in prison. He was subsequently released after he served his entire term. He was released, and he was planning on running again. But he died in a mysterious tractor accident September 27th, 2014. They didn't want this guy anywhere near the House floor again. And James Traficant was right. We don't own our property. We don't own our cars. We don't own our houses. Nor do we own the green stuff in our pockets. And it tells you right on the front of your dollar bill. It's a note. It's a debt held by the Federal Reserve Bank, with the Federal Reserve Bank being the creditor and the United States of America being the debtor. Henceforth, the reason why we are enslaved to, our Congress and our Senate knows this, why they keep this Federal Reserve going, because we are in a perpetual ongoing bankruptcy with these people as the creditor. All of this, folks, is an illusion. It seems that we own our property, but they just haven't claimed it yet. Now, that is what is happening with Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and the Wildlands, or the Wildlands Project. They're starting to claim their stuff. And Traficant goes on to say, we are renters and sharecroppers, renting our own property from a sovereign in the guise of the Federal Reserve Bank. We the people, in 1933, exchanged one master for another. And this has been going on now for over 80 years without the informed knowledge of the American people, without a voice protesting loud enough. Now, it is easy to grasp why America is fundamentally bankrupt. Now, there's more, but I'll stop there. You get the idea, folks. These people ultimately intend to foreclose on our properties, our liberties, what we have left of them, and our way of life. Now, Traficant also stated, and I think this is what got him set up, few of our representatives in Washington, D.C. have dared to tell us the truth, that the federal United States is bankrupt. Our children will inherit this unpayable debt and the tyranny to enforce paying it. America has been completely bankrupt in world leadership, in financial credit, and in its reputation for courage, for vision, and for human rights. This is a declared economic war. Bankruptcy, economic slavery, of the most corrupt order. We need to wake up, America. We need to wake these people up out there, folks. And we need to take this country back. Now, we are seeing the tyranny of enforcement of paying our debt coming by way of climate action plans. In every city across the United States, this bogus, this farce, this delusion, this scheme that they thought up. Climate change. Climate action plans being invoked by consensus, not by science or election. And anyone, including scientists, who disagree with this climate scheme, this consensus, they're all ostracized, they're vilified, they're criticized, they're stripped of any grants, and they're scoffed at. Though the truth be that this is yet another illusion foisted upon the unsuspecting American and global public. Tell a lie often enough, folks. Deliberately destroying our environment with wildfires, Fukushima, the BP oil spill, chemtrails, depleted uranium, and then the audacity of these people to try to convince mankind that it's because we breathe. And now, invoking draconian action to literally financially sodomize what's left of our prosperity. This, folks, is an abomination to all that is good in the world. Now, what is now happening in our cities? Well, federal, state, counties, cities, towns are being taken over by appointees of directing these climate action plans. People given a podium to question these draconian implementations like Common Core, fluoride in the water, smart meters, etc. They are given 3 minutes to voice their concerns. And if they go over their allotted time, in some cities, their mic is turned off. In others, they are arrested. In other words, the message is, have your say, then go away. As they don't care what you have to say. They will say that we're disruptive, that our time is up, and we're having a 5-minute break for everybody to take a breath. That's how people, that's how the public, folks, is being disabled in these meetings. City council meetings, climate meetings. You've had your say, now go away. People are now starting to be arrested at city council meetings for objecting to ridiculous code violations without being able to have a redress of grievances. The city won't listen, and then their enforcers arrest. Now, what's happening here? Well, as I said, our cities are now all incorporated. They are listed on Dun & Bradstreet. Cities, folks, are now private corporations, listed as for-profit. The schools, the factories, all for-profit entities working for the government, the corporate structure. Implementing Common Core and receiving grants, these entities are taking grants. They are signing and indebting all of us into paying back money that we know nothing about. They are incorporated so they can sign those contracts and grants. That is the purpose of being incorporated. They are enslaving us. That is why cities across America are going bankrupt. One of the reasons why several cities across the country, including Chicago, Stockton, California, etc., are declaring financial emergencies. Now, when you look at these cities' public policy, you'll see that they have a policy called the Delphi Technique. The Delphi Technique, a technique invented by the Rand Corporation. Oh, same corporation whose executives attend Bilderberg. They return to their boardrooms and write the scripts for our politicians. Well, folks, we have now all been Delphied. At every single level of public meeting, at every single level of corporate meetings attended, it seems that at any climate action meeting or workshop or city council meeting, etc., they're not interested in any interactive conversation. Their public policies are corporate public policies. They control what you say. They don't listen to you. They don't have to, as they don't work for you. The city councils, the county board of supervisors are corporate employees. They get their paychecks from the corporation, and so do the police, and so does the fire department, and so does the mayor, and so do the judges, and on and on and on. They are now all in collusions. The cities, the counties, the states, the federal. Why are they all incorporated? Well, one of the perks is to be able to sign these grants. These grants, folks, are their paychecks. These cities and counties are signing you onto a grant to implement something that you know nothing about. They are signing these grants, pledging your labor / tax dollars as collateral to pay it back. So the county signs a grant receives X amount of gajillions of dollars to implement climate action protocols. They divvy up the proceeds out to select cities in the county. They're all getting a piece of the pie so that they can strategize, that they can convey, and they can implement this climate action plan. These corporations doing business to sign and receive money, agreeing to grant stipulations purveyed by the orchestrators and agreed upon by the respective counties and cities to receive their paychecks, besides your resident taxes. In research and review of these climate action plans, it is discovered that many of these employ a company by the name of ICF, International. An international and consultant corporation founded in 1969. Get this, folks. ICF, which is an international corporation bound into this global climate change hoax, ICF stands for Inner City Fund. Inner City Fund. Well, that's the local level. A venture capital firm of analysts, an international firm called Intercity Fund. No wonder they shortened it to ICF. It just shows, folks, the planning and deception of a multinational firm calling itself Intercity. This is an example of global spreading its tentacles right into our local backyard. Now, obviously, this has been a well thought out as well as covert, diabolical, and let me throw in evil plan. And interestingly enough, ICF is the lead consultant in the climate action plan that these counties sign to get their grants. This is diabolical, folks. The plan itself is a memorandum of agreement regarding the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Implementation Plan, or GRIP. Do you like that? GRIP, G-R-I-P, like gripped us right around the gonads, folks. ICF is an international corporation working in local communities to implement climate action plans on a local level. The climate change, the global warming cabal, the same ones that have engineered the systematic breakdown and damage to our environment, are the same ones paying ICF to write the plans to globally enslave every one of us. ICF is preparing the greenhouse gas emissions inventories and the preparation of the climate action plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and to ensure collaboration with all the cities and consistency of all plans across the board. Why? Because they are following the United Nations ICLEI template, laying out the protocols for its global implementation. Now, interestingly, ICF is working with many corporations, including but not limited to, get this, folks, the Federal Reserve.
I see.
Working with the private international banking cartel, a mafia, a racketeering organization doing business, I might add, out of Puerto Rico, as most RBN listeners know. Red flag, ooga, ooga, warning, Will Robinson, okay? Working with the Federal Reserve, the World Bank. Now, folks, as you know, there's nothing federal about it, and it has no reserves. And they also work with, guess who? The IRS. And in the Science Weapons for Quiet Wars documents, we know that the IRS is nothing more than their collection arm. They also work with the CDC, and the CDC is also a private corporation. Interesting connection there. Center for Disease Control. The same people that encourage those flu shots that don't work. Not to mention throwing out past reports of bird flu, H1N1, H1N3, Ebola, and a litany of other scare tactics to keep our American brothers and sisters in constant fear. The ICF tells us in their documents that they will endeavor to develop businesses with both government and commercial clients and replicate these business models geographically throughout the world. This is a replicated plan falling under the auspices and guidelines of Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. Now, I'm going to address a specific outline in Sonoma County, California, where Steve Elkins moved out of and Ron McDonald still lives. I'm going to cite for you the plan of Santa Rosa, California, adopted June 5th, 2012. And I'm going to recite to you a disclaimer on page one of the Santa Rosa plan. I don't think this is limited to Santa Rosa or Sonoma County, folks. This is across the board here, okay? We'll go to a break. I'll continue with this when we get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around. More to come.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Your host coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Yeah, the Sonoma County, California plan, the plan of Santa Rosa. Now, I'm going to recite to you the disclaimer on page one of this plan. The United States Department of Energy, a private corporation doing business, folks. The United States Department of Energy, another private corporation. The report, the plan, and it says, The report was prepared for an account of works sponsored by an agency of the United States government. Neither the United States government, nor any agency thereof, nor any of their employees makes any warranty, listen closely to this, folks, makes any warranty, express or implied, or expresses any legal liability or responsibility for the accuracy, the completeness, or the usefulness of this information. The product or processes disclosed in this report represents that its use would not infringe upon the property rights, property-owned rights. Folks, in other words, they do not guarantee that this won't infringe on your property rights, and they want they're distancing themselves when it happens. So, what is this climate action plan intending? What do they want to do? Well, this plan is funded by a very generous grant from the United States Department of Energy as part of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. You see, what happens is these cities apply for the money. They fill out the grant form, which is basically a bribe, okay? Then they receive the money without their residents' permission or consent. In the plans, they state that they need to reduce, quote, fossil fuel emissions, unquote. Petroleum, folks. Now, come on. Anybody with two brain cells rubbed together knows that petroleum does not come from dead dinosaurs, as they would have you believe. They think that we are so stupid that we really do believe that fossil fuel comes from dead dinosaurs. Now, picking a city like Santa Rosa and going over their plans for what they wish to achieve, mind you, though, it doesn't matter where you live. This is the international protocols for their plans. So listen close to what they're planning for your town, USA. They are requiring that residents of Santa Rosa and Sonoma County reduce their carbon footprint, their CO2, to 25% below 1990 levels. Well, now there's a stretch, folks. Now, that was a requirement that was supposed to have been met by December 31st, 2015. They're not quite on track here, folks. All right, we've got another break coming up. Top of the hour break. We'll be back in two, and I'll continue with this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Phone lines will be open, 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in, vent, chat, rant, whatever you want to do. Be right back.
With doubt, there's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.